In another vote here at home, the state of Utah and the District of Columbia joined forces. In this lame duck session of Congress, their goal is for each to win a congressional seat. Today, the Utah legislature goes into special session to approve a map for a fourth congressional seat. Then the proposal goes to Congress. From member station KERU in Salt Lake City, Jenny Boudin reports.
The last week has been an endurance test for Utah State Senator Kurt Bramble. He headed up a committee to draw map boundaries for a potential new congressional seat.
We flew through three different snowstorms. We've logged in the last 2 days over 1,000 miles, holding public hearings throughout the state. It has been a bit of a marathon.
In the end, the 11-member bipartisan panel endorsed a map, version number 17, in time for today's vote. But it wasn't an easy task, with some citizens at public hearings voicing their suspicions about one of the guiding principles of the committee, to have districts with a rural-urban mix. Urbanites feared it was a way to dilute Utah's Democratic strongholds. Salt Laker Milton Brazelton.
Who do you think you're buffaloing? Who do you think you're putting something over on? This is just code word. It's not rural-urban balance. It's Republican Party hegemony.
On the Republican side, the concern was fair representation of rural issues. Districts also had to be equal in population and couldn't harm incumbents. Finally, both parties succeeded in crafting a map they could agree on. It creates one largely urban district and three mixed districts, giving Utah's sole Democratic representative, Jim Matheson, a safer Democratic seat than he had before. Matheson says Utah's fourth seat is long overdue.
Utah felt like it got a bad deal during the last allocation of districts based on the census because people out of state who were on missions for the LDS Church were not counted. And I think Utah got a bad deal, too. I think Utah should have gotten a fourth seat then.
And on the other side of the country, residents of the District of Columbia believe they've been entitled to a congressional seat for even longer. So back in 2003, Republican Tom Davis of Virginia hatched a novel political deal. Give the strongly Democratic District of Columbia its first ever voting member of Congress in exchange for a new fourth seat for Utah, one of the reddest states in the country. He justified the proposal at a press conference earlier this year.
Since the two-party system was solidified, we have never increased the size of Congress except in a politically balanced way.
Many here believe Congress's lame duck session is Utah's last window of opportunity. Utah Governor John Huntsman has been lobbying hard for the Utah-DC deal for months.
The people of Utah have expressed outrage over the loss of one congressional seat for the last 6 years. I can't imagine what it must be like for American citizens to have no representation at all for over 200 years.
Utah's congressional representatives concede it will be a tough road to get the bill to the floor in this week's lame duck session. The next best hope may be with the new Congress in January. And if Congress doesn't act, says Governor Huntsman, Utah won't have the fourth representative it deserves until 2012, the first election after the next census. For NPR News, I'm Jenny Brendine in Salt Lake City.